السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في سورة الأنبياء، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين، فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The story of Zechariah and how at a very old age he cried to his Lord. He said, "O Lord, do not leave me with no posterity, with no children. And you are the best of the inheritors. وأنت خير الوارثين." فاستجبنا له. We responded to his call, to his prayers. And we gifted him with John the Baptist, Yahya. And we bestowed healing on his wife, because his wife was barren, she could not conceive. And when she conceived with Yahya, she was, according to historians, she was in her 80s when she conceived with Yahya. And Zechariah was over 100 years old when God gave him John. وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ. أَصْلَحْنَا here means we fixed her system to be able to conceive at an old age. إِنَّهُمْ, then these are the qualities of this family. Not just Zakaria and Yahya, but all the prophets, because this verse came in chapter 21. And chapter 21 is named Al-Anbiya, the prophets. So these are the qualities of the families of the prophets, the apostles. This is their qualities, three outstanding and distinguished good qualities that should be found in every family. Check your family, see whether you have these three qualities. إنهم, verily, they were. إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات. They would race for good deeds. They vied for good deeds. A family that, the member of that family race to do good deeds are good family. Sometimes we find people, they race for food. Who reaches the table faster? Sometimes they race for money, for wealth. Sometimes they race for dunya. Even among themselves, the brothers, the sisters, the one family, they race for the dunya. Whoever can acquire the biggest chunk of the dunya, They fight among themselves. They have always race. In this country, I saw brothers suing their brothers, taking them to court. Brothers from one father, one mother, siblings. They go to court. Over what? Over money. Over dunya. Over their share in dunya. God says this family, the family of the prophets, the virtuous families, the righteous families, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They put their energy, they race to do good things, good deeds, good acts. They race to help others. They race to establish charities. I know some families, all members of that family, they have charities, they establish charities. All of them, they race among themselves. Who is the first to donate, to give, to help? Sometimes God sends you an invitation. An invitation. He says, this is a good cause. Give to it. Donate. Give some money. But when you reject, that privilege is going to go to someone else. God says, I send you the privilege. I send you the invitation. But you reject it. You decline to give. I'll transfer that invitation to someone else. He's going to get this bonus, this privilege, this karama from God. يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. This life is very fast. This life is very fast. We are not here to stay. We are not here to stay. This life is very fast. So we must take advantage of the days, the number of days that are left with us. The number of nights, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدُ أَيَّامٍ. You are here a guest for a few days. Few days. So let's race. Let's vie in doing goodness in this life. Let's seize the opportunity for ourselves. We become pioneers. Pioneers of practicing and committing khairat, good deeds. يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. That was their first quality. The second one, وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. This should be our condition, the condition of every believer in God. We should not live in constant fear. We have to have hope. Our life has to be balanced, based on two things. رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. رَغَبًا means you have hope in God's mercy. You are optimistic that God is merciful. You did Ramadan, you fasted in Ramadan, you prayed, you read the Quran, so you have to have hope that God has forgiven your sins. But at the same time, warahaba, at the same time, you have to have reverence for God and fear. A mu'min does not depend entirely on his hasanat, good deeds, and he says, I am guaranteed paradise because I am doing good deeds. You never know. Maybe some of them, you did good deeds, but some of them are not accepted. When it reaches Allah, Allah says, there is riya, ostentation here. This act, you didn't do this act for me. You did it for someone else. The other act, you didn't do it for me. There was no ikhlas, no dedication, no sincerity. So they are going to be rejected, who knows? So we live in this state between hope on the one side and fear on the other side. رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. The other interpretation of this specific sentence is that they prayed, يَدْعُونَنَا, they called upon us at the time of joy and success and at the time of distress. Some people pray only during the time of distress, but they don't remember God at the time of joy and happiness. When they are at ease, when they are relaxed, when things are smooth, they don't remember God. They remember Him at the time of 911. Once they want to send 911 call, they remember God. Other than that, they don't remember Him. At the time of happiness and marriage and graduation and making money, they don't remember God. But at the time of failures and distress, they remember Him. The good family is the one that constantly prays. They pray at the time of happiness and success. They say, Ya Allah. They do istighatha. Even when they are happy, even when they are victorious, they say, Ya Allah, I need you, don't leave me. As well as the time of distress and sickness and deprivation and loneliness. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. In both cases, all the time. And the third quality, وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. The spirit, the essence of worship is khushu'. The spirit of worship, the essence of worship, the meaning of worship is when you humble yourself before your Lord. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Indeed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Prosperous are the believers who are, in their prayers, humble before their Lord. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. This is the spirit of ibadah. The meaning of ibadah, the essence of ibadah, the result of ibadah is to humble yourself before your Lord. In obedience, in acceptance, in love, in reverence. This is the essence of worshipping. Otherwise, prayers with no khushu' has no meaning. Prayers with no humility before the Lord, has no meaning, has no value. Fasting with no khushu' has no value. Everything, even charity, when you give charity, you have to humble yourself by saying, God, thank you for allowing me to give. This is an opportunity from you. This is an invitation from you. You could have deprived me from this invitation and you have sent it to someone else. One day I said to a businessman that sometimes I feel embarrassed when I send you people to help them. I call him, I say, this needs help. He says, why do you feel embarrassed? This is an honor for me. When you send people to come and get help, you are honoring me. You should not be embarrassed. This is how we should look at ibadah and worshipping. It's an honor. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And those who humble themselves before God, they are going to be humble before people too. Before their family members and friends and community members. And those who are arrogant before God, definitely they're going to be arrogant before people too. They will be arrogant with their family members, their community members, their friends, their co-workers. The seeds for humility is when you begin that humility with God. Once you humble yourself before God, you're going to be a humble member in the community. Once we reject God and we are arrogant, some people are arrogant not only when they deal with people, they are arrogant even when they stand for prayers. They are arrogant. Some people, they refuse. I've seen some royal members of some families, members of some royal families, they don't do prostration sujood in their life. Because he's a king, people have to prostrate before him. How can he prostrate before God? They look at this as disgrace. They don't do sujood. Aib. A king should not do sujood. A king, he's a king, he's a royal, he's a monarch. People have to humble themselves before him. This is arrogance. He sits to do his prayers, he sits, but he doesn't do sujood. Out of arrogance. Not because he has back pain, no. Because when it comes to dancing, he's the best dancer. He has no back pain. But when it comes to salat, he cannot prostrate because he doesn't want, out of arrogance. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. Three qualities of good families. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They vie, they race in doing goodness. The second, they call upon us. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. With love on the one hand and reverence on the other hand. With desire and hope in the one hand and fear on the other hand. يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا. And they humble themselves when they call upon us in their prayers. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.